In Nigeria, 2012 marked Boko Haram's bloodiest year yet. Bible translators need your help, and Urbana 12 looks to tell new stories. Find out why on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Over 750 people were slaughtered this year in Nigerian Boko Haram attacks, a new record for the militant Islamic group. Some think the uptick in violence is linked with Nigeria's presidential elections to come in 2015. Ray Burnett with Christian Aid Mission says members of Boko Haram were infuriated after a Christian Nigerian president was elected last year.
That just really caused problems in the mind of Muslims. They thought that the Christians would oppress them the way that they would oppress the Christians when they were in power, which wasn't the mindset at all.
Boko Haram's goal?
It's definitely the desire to see that Islam is the world religion, and they start where they are, and these guys are Nigerians, so they want to be empowered in Nigeria.
The violence has gotten so bad that Christian Aid Mission needs to move their partners' Nigerian headquarters.
2 and 3 times a week, they're suffering terrorist attacks.
They still need $30,000 to build a safer spot. You can take action at our website. Meanwhile, religious freedom for Indonesian Christians is becoming an issue for the United Nations. Human rights groups note increasing violations that clamp down on religious minorities. Voice of the Martyrs reports over-the-top responses to sharing the gospel have been on the rise, too. They're referencing a case of a woman named Ribur. After she told the story of Christ, she and her colleague were beaten, arrested, and jailed for 60 days for blaspheming Islam. Pray strength of faith for Christians. This is Mission Network News. Every day, Christians risk their lives to translate God's word in the Arab world. Wycliffe Associates found a way to help. President and CEO Bruce Smith says,
we've established something called the Scripture for New Frontiers. It's a way of being intentionally vague, but while highlighting the need for translation needs that are in the actual current frontiers of Christianity and Scripture around the world.
This fund is a new way to help people cope with the new risks, such as fighting in Syria and riots in Egypt.
We've had the support of donors for this New Frontiers Fund that enables us to respond in real time, literally within 24 hours of events like this occurring, that enables the translators to have stability and to have resources that they need in order to keep the work moving forward in the most positive way.
Wycliffe Associates needs your help.
Our short-term target for the next 30 days is about $138,000. In order to keep us in a position that enables us to respond as needed.
Meanwhile, after adopting her child from the Democratic Republic of Congo, Mary decided to start a program called More Than Enough. The program, under the direction of the Mission Society, supports indigenous churches, organizations, and leaders who are caring for the vulnerable. More Than Enough supports a children's home with more than 50 former street kids living there. Pray that through the ministry, more kids will be off the streets and hear the good news of Christ. And it's billed as the largest missions conference in the world. University Christian Fellowships Urbana, which happens every 3 years, officially kicks off tomorrow in St. Louis, Missouri. The director of Urbana 12, Tom Lynn, is excited about the conference.
We're hoping for 18,000 to be at this Urbana. We have over 16,000 registered thus far, and we're just praying for as many as possible to participate.
What's this year's focus?
We still have the same vision and mission of calling students to give their whole lives to God's global mission. I think the unique aspect you'll see is a focus on the Gospel of Luke, and particularly about God's invitation to the marginalized and the lost.
Then, what does this mean for Christians who are invitation bearers? Urbana 12 will feature live streaming for selected events. Mission Network News will be in St. Louis all week. Find links to Urbana 12 at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Churches are always looking for a great missions resource. But the Mission Network News monthly bulletin inserts. Up-to-date news and information to get your friends out of the pew and actively involved in outreach. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org to see a sample and subscribe. I'm Greg Yoder.